Well, it's been hard to go anywhere today without someone asking if you'll be getting up early on Saturday. That's when tickets for the two Oasis shows in Croke Park, shows that will take place this time next year, go on sale. As had been widely anticipated, Noel and Liam Gallagher have announced that they're reuniting 15 years after they parted in acrimonious circumstances. Our reporter Cian Burns has been to Bray in County Wicklow to gather reaction to the news that the band is getting back together.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I am so excited. I'm reliving my 90s.
Have you been to see them perform before?
No, never.
Are you really looking forward to possibly getting tickets this time?
Yeah, I haven't had the greatest luck on Ticketmaster, but I'm fingers crossed. I'm going to have everyone with their laptops and iPads and phones 8 o'clock Saturday morning. I can't wait.
And what's your biggest memory of them from years ago?
Repeating my Leaving Cert and Wonderwall coming out, and that was my anthem for my Leaving Cert.
I was always a fan of their songs. Yeah, I think they're very good quality, like superb singers, and the videos were superb as well. And the voices were, there was only two members really, and the other two kept interchanging, and I love them still.
Are you delighted to see them back together? So
I'm very happy to see how they will perform. And I know there's a few things said about what's going on off stage, but I'll be concentrating on the two of them on stage.
Saw them back in the day, well, 2008, I saw them in Canada, so it'll be good, I think, hopefully.
And do you want to see them again this time when they're performing?
I would think so, yeah. I went to see James last night in Dublin, so I'm over from England, so yeah, if I could get a ticket, I think I would.
And do you think they'll last this time after 15 years apart?
They'll do like the Stone Roses a couple of years maybe, just rake the money in, get a bit of a prestige and everything back again, and then I think that'll be it.
The View from Bray this afternoon. Cian Burns, our reporter there. Joining us now is our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke, who's in Dublin City Centre. Evelyn, there's been a particular kind of madness about this announcement. An awful lot of people, it would seem, wanting to relive the 90s. It's hard to remember, isn't it, the same level of fuss about any other band getting back together.
Well, I love the description of it, madness. Yes, I think that's an excellent description. I wonder if we're still kind of buzzing from the Olympics, Rachel, and it's kind of tapped into that. We're looking for more joy. Because what's interesting in your Vox Pop there, Cian's Vox Pop, is that it hits on two things. Number one, the affection, the love, really, for this band, but also the immediate stress about tickets. The conversations I'm having today really focusing on that. So on the one hand, people are thrilled that they're getting back together. The fans are anyway, of course. Then on the other hand, it's immediately followed by, oh gosh, now I have to kind of get to battle with my screen on Saturday morning. We've seen this with Taylor Swift. We've seen it with Coldplay, who've sold out unbelievably 4 nights in Croke Park, surprising everyone, I think, with that. So it is no overstatement, I think, to say that there'll be demand on Saturday. So what's ahead of you? Well, the one little exclusive for Ireland is that the tickets for the Irish gigs are going on sale at 8 a.m. The tickets for the other gigs across the UK are 9 a.m. So at least there's that little nod to the Irish fans. The tickets start from 86.50. That is the kind of the bottom price, we're told. And a few just bits of information that I got this morning, Rachel. Under 14s are not allowed on the pitch. So if you're planning on bringing your juniors, and I know you were saying about people reliving the 90s, what's striking about Oasis is how they're crossing the generations too. I spoke to an 8-year-old today who can't wait to go. But if you're bringing under 14s, they are not allowed on the pitch. And under 16s have to be accompanied as well by adults. So just to be aware of that if you are planning your big ticket moment on Saturday morning.
There is another consideration, Evelyn. Hotel prices in Dublin are high at the best of times, but I think there's some evidence that the prices for the 16th and 17th of August next year are going to be especially steep.
Gosh, wasn't it extraordinary? I mean, first thing this morning, we were hearing the news and immediately checking out well-known travel sites, and you could just see it. I think at one point at about 9:30, there were 15 places available for me when I looked, ranging in price. When I checked in again at midday, that had really shrunk. And on the top of one of the sites I was looking at, it had the rather daunting line of 98% of our usual properties on the site are unavailable for those dates. So I'm really impressed at the confidence of people who are booking hotel rooms before they get the tickets. but the prices are going to be eye-watering. So there's going to be a lot of working out lifts and buses and all that kind of thing. But for those who are lucky enough maybe to get their hands on a ticket, you know, the best of luck to them. And there'll be lots of people bitter, I'm sure, who won't get tickets, who won't be feeling too sorry for them on Saturday.
Yeah, I'd say there'll be a lot of people sleeping on the cousin's floor and all the rest of it as well. But listen, for now, Evelyn, thanks a million for that. That was Evelyn O'Rourke, who's our arts and media correspondent.